You are about to hear The Egyptian Book of the Dead, The Papyrus of Ani, and the British Museum by E.A. Wallace Budge. Narrated by Chris Matthews. Copyright 2019, BN Publishing, online at bnpublishing.com. Chapter 1. The Title. Book of the Dead is the title now commonly given to the great collection of funerary texts which the ancient Egyptian scribes composed for the benefit of the dead. These consist of spells and incantations, hymns and litanies, magical formulae and names, words of power and prayers, and they are found cut or painted on walls of pyramids and tombs, and painted on coffins and sarcophagi and rolls of papyri. The title Book of the Dead is somewhat unsatisfactory and misleading, for the texts neither form a connected work nor belong to one period. They are miscellaneous in character and tell us nothing about the lives and works of the dead with whom they were buried. Moreover, the Egyptians possessed many funerary works that might rightly be called Books of the Dead, but none of them bore a name that could be translated by the title Book of the Dead. This title was given to the great collection of funerary texts in the first quarter of the 19th century by the pioneer Egyptologists, who possessed no exact knowledge of their contents. They were familiar with the rolls of papyrus inscribed in the hieroglyphic and hieratic character, for copies of several had been published. But the texts in them were short and fragmentary. The publication of the facsimile of the papyrus of Peta Amin Neb Nastawi by M. Cadet in 1805 made a long hieroglyphic text and numerous colored vignettes available for study, and the French Egyptologists described it as a copy of the Rituel Funeraire of the ancient Egyptians. Among these was Champollion Lejeune, but later, on his return from Egypt, he and others called it Le Livre des Morts, the Book of the Dead, Das Totenbuch, etc. These titles were merely translations of the name given by the Egyptian tomb robbers to every roll of inscribed papyrus which they found with mummies, namely Kitab al-Mayit, Book of the Dead Man, or Kitab al-Mayitum, Book of the Dead, plural. These men knew nothing of the contents of such a roll, and all they meant to say was that it was a dead man's book, and that it was found in his coffin with him. Chapter 2. The Preservation of the Mummified Body in the Tomb by Thoth. The objects found in the graves of the pre-dynastic Egyptians, i.e. vessels of food, flint knives, and other weapons, etc., prove that these early dwellers in the Nile Valley believed in some kind of a future existence. But as the art of writing was unknown to them, their graves contain no inscriptions, and we can only infer from texts of the dynastic period what their ideas about the other world were. It is clear that they did not consider it of great importance to preserve the dead body in as complete and perfect state as possible, for in many of their graves the heads, hands, and feet have been found severed from the trunks and lying at some distance from them. On the other hand, the dynastic Egyptians, either as the result of a difference in religious belief or under the influence of invaders who had settled in their country, attached supreme importance to the preservation and integrity of the dead body, and they adopted every means known to them to prevent its dismemberment and decay. They cleansed it and embalmed it with drugs, spices, and balsams. They anointed it with aromatic oils and preservative fluids. They swathed it in hundreds of yards of linen bandages. And then they sealed it up in a coffin or sarcophagus, which they laid in a chamber hewn in the bowels of the mountain. All these things were done to protect the physical body against damp, dry rot, and decay, and against the attacks of moth, beetles, worms, and wild animals. But these were not the only enemies of the dead against which precautions had been taken, for both the mummified body and the spiritual elements which had inhabited it upon the earth, had to be protected from the multitude of devils and fiends, and from the powers of darkness generally. These powers of evil had hideous and terrifying shapes and forms, and their haunts were well known, for they infested the region through which the road of the dead lay when passing from this world to the kingdom of Osiris. The great gods were afraid of them, and were obliged to protect themselves by the use of spells and magical names and words of power, which were composed and written down by Thoth. In fact, it was believed in very early times in Egypt that Ra, the sun god, owed his continued existence to the possession of a secret name with which Thoth had provided him. And each morning, the rising sun was menaced by a fearful monster called Apep, which lay hidden under the place of sunrise, waiting to swallow up the solar disk. It was impossible